لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس دائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، وبيمنه رزق الورى. واللعنة على أعدائهم، أعداء الله، من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم، ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن، ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب، بئس الإثم الفسوق بعد الإيمان، ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, the verse of Surah Mubarakah Hujurat gives commandments of taqwa and piety. How to practice piety in our social life, and especially in establishing our relation being brothers and sisters. In order to live as brothers and sisters, there are various important commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to follow. A society of brothers and sisters. So there are two types of societies. One is a society of the believers, and the second is society of the disbelievers. In the society of disbelievers, it's really not called as society because there is no social system, there is no relation, there is no establishment between individuals, but there are entities, individuals living in one country, in one community maybe, and even sometimes I can say that individuals living in one house, so they are sharing house, they are sharing rooms. But in Islam, a community becomes community of brothers and sisters. Community of the believers is community of brothers and sisters. Those who not only share a house, not only share a country, but those who share their belief, those who share their faith, and through faith they become brothers and sisters. They become related to one another. In order to keep that brotherhood and sisterhood within the community, Islam has given various important manners that how you can continue being brothers and sisters. And what are the dangers? There are danger zones. That if somebody touches those danger zones, of course, this brother and sister's hood can be destroyed. So we need to see, according to this verse of Surah Hujurat, number 11, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said those danger zones, that if somebody is going to fall into those danger zones, definitely this brother and sisterhood cannot remain. And it will cause animosity. It will cause animosity, and we will not be a society even, will not have any relation, but they will be defaming one another, blaming one another, or naming one another. So those are sicknesses and diseases that can cause the animosity within the community. So see what are the diseases. There is a list of those diseases that I've noticed in this verse, as it speaks about laughing at one another, making fun of one another, or bullying, defaming one another, calling nicknames. Those are the few diseases of community that is going to cause disunity sometimes, or animosity within brothers and sisters. The very first disease that has been said, la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin, that one nation should not make fun of other nation. Can I request, dear children, can you pay attention? Boys, la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin, do not make fun of one another, do not bully one another. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum, there is possibility the other nation is better than you, or the people, those you who you make fun of them, they may be better than you, they may have better qualities than you. Why you have to make fun of others? Wala nisa'an min nisa'in. And it's really interesting for me that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to mention women separately, when it was said about min qawmun min qawmun, so that was enough. So there is some sort of special problem that can be within the female. So we have to think that what kind of, maybe sometimes talking more, chatting more, and all these diseases that are being said that are cause of tongue sometimes, and speaking a lot, communication, problem of communication, which is increased today, unfortunately, because of various cheap type of the communication resources, it has been increased. So we need to think that what are the diseases that are going to come with this increase of communication, increase of telephone lines, for example, where everybody is going to have a separate cell phone. We are happy that we are having those tools in our hands, but at the same time, what has caused, it has caused disunity, and it has destroyed that brotherhood and love within us. And these are the most important factors that have caused the animosity within the community, or sometimes those relations are being cooled down. So nisa am nisa, and so specifically there is some sort of problem. And you kun khayram minhunna, there is possibility that they are better than you. This istihza and maskhara, making fun of others, according to our teachers and ulama, it itself is the root of many other sins. Sometimes we just see that as one sin, but it can be cause of many other sins. So let us see what can be caused through this maskhara itself. Why it's been said, la yaskhar qawm min qawmin? Because maskhara is the root of many other sins. Those sins that can be caused through this maskhara and making fun, bullying the others. One is humiliation. When somebody is going to do maskhara of other people and make fun of the other people, that means he's going to humiliate, degrading the people. So you don't want to grade them good. You like to humiliate the people. So this ihanat and humiliation is one of the sins that is going to be caused through that. Exposing weaknesses of others. So everybody, we all have weaknesses. We all live with those weaknesses. Nobody is perfect. When nobody is perfect, why we have to expose weaknesses of other people? We may have one weakness and another person has another weakness. So we should try that if we can put cover on the weaknesses and give a chance to development, that people they can develop in their personal life. But unfortunately, through making fun, there can be spreading those weaknesses or exposing the weaknesses of other people. Another sin that can be caused, that is division, dispute. People, they will be divided. There are going to be disputes within brothers and sisters because of this maskhara, making fun. So they are going to be group. One group is going to be one side, another group is going to be other side. So we will cause that dispute within ourselves. Backbiting. So of course, slandering the others or backbiting is one of the greatest sin, and that can be through this maskhara, through this making fun. Animosity or raising the angers of other people, making them angry. When you make fun of other people, one of the things that is going to be caused, the other person is going to be angry. He's not going to be happy, of course. You cannot think that if you make fun of somebody, he's going to be happy. He's going to be angry. So we should try to refrain from making fun of the other people that is going to cause anger of the other people. Or sometimes blaming, taking revenge. So it's going to be a point that other person also is going to think that how he can take revenge of that. So why we cause and why we do any action, that other person has to come back and he or she has to defame us and insult us, for example, make fun of us. So he will try, the other person is going to try that if whenever he is going to find any point, any weaknesses in ourselves, they are going to do the same thing as well. So it's cause of revenge and animosity within the community. So those are sins that can be caused through making fun. So you can just realize that this making fun is a sin. It's not just itself one sin. So that itself is the cause of many other sins. It is going to be a seed for many sins that you're going to watch later on. Today we would like to also go through that what can be cause of making fun. Why people they make fun? Why we have to make fun of others? Is there any reason for that? Yes, there are certain reasons that are being said in the books, and our ulama have discussed about that. There are certain reasons for that. One of the reasons of bullying the other people, it can be being rich, being well off sometimes. When you are well off, at that time you like to make fun of those who don't have those resources. You know, I have good car, you don't have it. Right? So there can be certain types of things that people, they start making fun of the other people because they have resources. Being full of resources, it can cause many problems. And one of the problems that it causes, that rich people sometimes, if they are not pious, so first of all, it's important that if there is somebody who is full of resources, they need to be practicing and follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many danger zones because of just being rich, because you're going to look at the other people as low. You're going to degrade sometimes other people. And this kind of the mindset, it is going to be because of that wealth. It is going to cause. And most people, because living in North America, in Western countries, Most people, they are well off. They don't have those problems. So when you see anybody who's poor person and who is in the low grade with resources, don't defame them. Don't insult them because of not having those resources. Don't look them low, because that is a greater sin. Second cause of making fun, it can be knowledge, our degrees, our experiences. I am Maulana, so I should not give any importance to anybody else because I am Maulana. So that may become cause that I should look at the other people and make fun of the other people. And I should say that, oh, you don't know anything. I know everything. No, Maulana does not know everything. They do not know many things, of course. They know that limited, the knowledge is limited. Same is with the degrees. If you earn any degree in a university, that should not be cause that you are something and other people are nothing. Don't look at the other people with this eyes that you are going to insult them. Because degree is being gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people, thousands of people, those who have those degrees. So what is the point that you should be proud of a degree and you should compare with other people? Yes, one pride is that you like to achieve more. Pride of knowledge, it should not be that you compare yourself with other people. Pride of knowledge, it should be that you become more humble. One of the best fruit of the knowledge, it should be humbleness. It should not be prejudice. It should not be cause of somebody who become proud and thinks about the other people that they are nothing. So this is another cause, inshallah, we'll discuss about that in the next week, as time has already passed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah keep us away from all those social diseases. May Allah establish brotherhood within the Muslim community. May Allah keep us brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can develop in our life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive all those sins that we have committed in the past. Those sins that are social sins, may Allah forgive them. If we have insulted any of our brothers, then may Allah forgive us. If we made fun of any of brothers and sisters, may Allah forgive us. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fid dunya wal akhirah. إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. صلى على محمد. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم زد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are getting close to the days of Arba'een for commemoration of the 40th day for the personality that was martyred in Karbala, Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu was salam. This will be a great opportunity again to take benefits of the time, as we will have many scholars visiting our center, and the center invites great scholars from abroad, those who are visiting, some of them from India, Iran, from various places. So it is really important that community needs to take benefits of that, learn the lessons of piety, and be with ulama, ask questions and learn from them. This is a great learning opportunity. And as this is going to be a time that center would need volunteers, as upcoming days there will be many programs, and many of our community members are traveling to visit Haram of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. So it will be, it's really important that our brothers and sisters have to come up, and they should volunteer themselves for the activities of the center, and this time serve Imam Hussein, serve the cause of Aba Abdullah, be within majalis, and not only being with the majalis, but you should try that if you can take one of the efforts in your hands and take initiatives. Dear brothers and sisters, as Arba'een, it becomes time of ziyarat, and this time it reminds us that the caravan that arrived in Karbala. This is the time that mu'mineen from various places, they are heading towards Karbala, and this ziyarat, it's becoming like a flood of mu'mineen, those who are heading towards Karbala. At the moment, according to the news, 28 million people have already been given visa, those who are being given visa, and still visa is open. So you can see this is fruit of Karbala. This is what we can say, that another revolution within the world, that people with the love of Aba Abdullah, love with the cause of Aba Abdullah, they are making this place as a center of the earth. They are making this place as the center of their love, center of their hearts. And we hope that this place will become as an Islamic capital in the future. Dear brothers and sisters, as also, you also know that our community in the days of Arba'een, having a julus and procession of Azah for Arba'een on this Sunday, which is a demonstration of our unity. It is really important for our brothers and sisters that they should participate in this procession with your children, with your families. Take part of that and be there. It is a regard to the efforts of Shuhada-i Karbala. It is regards towards Islam, and it's also regard for the unity within Mu'mineen. I hope that Houston community, as in the past, and has demonstrated its unity, they will be able to stand unified form as brothers and sisters, shoulder to shoulder one another, and they'll make this event successful, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. As I've said in the past week, that takfirism is a failed card of enemies, that they have not been able to be successful. Their failure can be seen in Syria, their failure can be seen in Egypt, their failure can be seen in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in various countries. This takfirism card has been already failed. But there are some other signs that the moment Mufti Azam from Saudi Arabia has announced recently, it seems that it has just started. They are giving this fatwa, their fatwa that suicide bombing is haram. Alhamdulillah. So at least they woke up. Now, after killing thousands of people or millions of people, now this Mufti is giving fatwa. It seems that he was being somewhere in cave. He was living in the mountains and he just woke up and he started thinking about this suicide bombing is a problem. So they realized this problem today and they gave this fatwa. But at the same time, who were the people, those who allowed these suicide bombers to go and do that? Those who were doing in the past, they were saying that this is a jihad. We are completing our Islamic duty. So that means there was somebody who was giving them this allowance that they can do that. And who was giving those fatwas? The killing of Shias, killing of other people is allowed. Taking their property is allowed. Taking their female is also allowed. And those fatwas are still there. It's really unfortunate that people, those who call them as Mufti, if it is Mufti in Urdu, then it's good, that they don't have anything. They are completely free of their mind. But if that is something that it comes through the fatwa, then that fatwa has to be based on Quran and Hadith. It has to be based on Islamic values. And they should not speak about anything that is going to cause a larger disunity within the Muslim Ummah. So brothers and sisters, this is good sign that this is a sign of takfirism dying down. Their cause has died down. They have not been able to establish the communities and interact the communities through suicide bombing, killing the people. And how that is possible? By killing the people, you can attract the people. Is that possible? By forcing people, your ideology will be able to be successful. So at the moment, they are being limited within the communities, and they are being exposed. Their ideas are being completely exposed. And I hope that Muslim Ummah will be able to expose more with their unity. In the past week, we had the death of one of the great politicians of the world, Nelson Mandela, who was a political character. I hope that politicians of the world, they should follow his path as a great politician who has been able to establish some values and who fought for the justice for years, living in the prison for 27 years just for social justice in his country, and standing against the prejudice. We should regard if there is anybody, even if he is not a Muslim, but at the same time he is a follower of some values. At least there are values in the politician, and they should have some values. Politician itself, of course, should have some principles. And he established those principles, followed those principles, and after establishing government, when he resigned from his government, or his time was over, after that he left the capital, and he went back to his village, started living in his village, and he started life that was just like as an ordinary person. So those were the values that this personality had, our regard to this personality, and we pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give little sense to the politicians of the world, that they can follow his path. Dear brothers, this is one of the advice that I would like to make our community members, those who pay their dues sometimes at IEC, sometimes homes, zakat, and sadaqat, or for example, you are paying something for the operation of IEC, please specify that. There are envelopes that are being printed, and if you can take those envelopes when you put your money at that time, write that down, because sometimes people, they just leave, and if you think that your homes is going to be paid by just leaving your money and nobody knows that what is that about, your homes is not going to be paid. It's your due is still there. So you have to specify. It is important that if people, they do not know that where this money belong to, so they are going to put maybe in sadaqah sometimes, because they are going to consider as a charity from the owner, whoever has given. So we are not responsible for that. It is your responsibility that you need to specify if there is any wajib due, if there is any mustahab due, you need to specify that, or at least notify to the responsible people. Another international issue that I would like to discuss, although time is running, that was Geneva deal. Of course, that was headline in the past many weeks, that there was a deal being made, 5+1 versus 1, right? So it's really interesting that until now they keep calling 5+1. So they did not want to call a 6. This is really interesting. Those who cannot even make a community where they can include somebody within themselves and call as a number of the 6 people, but they were calling 5+1. So this 5+1 had a deal with Iran, and it was being promoted a lot. It was on media that this deal was one of the most important deals. It was international deal, because international community, sometimes, you know, they use those terminologies, international community. International community, who is international community? There are 3 countries, 4 countries that are called international community. So these international communities, they got together, and after running around and going back and forth, they have been able to make a deal. So now let us see what is they are doing at the moment with this deal. This deal is almost on a bricks. It's almost going to be broken, because today America has announced sanctions on Iran. So isn't that interesting that on one hand, American government was involved, and in its leadership, this type of the agreement was being made, and this deal was being successful. And within the deal, one of the points that it was that they are going to decrease sanction on Iran, not increase sanction. But just after a few weeks, now America has announced that they are increasing sanction on Iran. So that means they are ready to break the deal. And it is very important that community should know, their actions should be exposed to the community, that what kind of politician these people are, what values do they follow. If they cannot stand on an agreement for few weeks, so you can just understand that what kind of people they are, how much corruption can be in this international, so-called international community, that they cannot stand on their values, they cannot stand on their agreements, and they cannot be strict with those agreements. And today, in the news, it is said that Russian foreign minister has warned because of new sanction by United States on Iran. Iran's foreign ministry also has slammed new sanctions, because new sanctions are covering more than dozen of companies that are being included in this these sanctions. So brothers and sisters, we need to think that the international community we are having, that is really not a leadership for the world, and they are not playing the role of leadership. So what is going to be the result if this deal is not going to be successful? The result of that, it is going to be benefit for our countries, at least Muslims. It is going to benefit them. What is the benefit of that? Imagine what is that? One of the benefits, those who were actually forcing until now, that you should make at least a deal. You should try that if you can sit and have a table talks with those 5 plus 1. Now they will be cooled down. They will understand. They will realize. And their realization, what it means, it is going to make a unity between the Muslims. It is going to make Muslims stronger. Don't think that you are going to do any harm with the Muslim community. It is going to give a benefit to the Muslim community because they are understanding day by day. And you are being exposed. So international community is internationally exposed today. So they are being exposed in international community today. So I would like to advise not to take actions that are going to be harmful for the community, for the countries. And especially it is going to give a bad name to America. That whole American community is going to be blamed, that they do not have any regard for their agreements. And it's not good for the nation of America if government is playing those type of games internationally. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevail justice within the world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman. May Allah make us from the supporters of Imam al-Zaman. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته